You're listening to Bella Figura, The Tradition of Living Beautifully. I'm your host, Dolores Alfieri Taranto. In this show, we explore Bella Figura, the art of beautifying all facets of your life, with a focus on heritage as a means to do so. In each episode, I talk to designers, writers, fashion bloggers, healers, and others from various ethnic backgrounds about what I call the holy, the elemental, and the majesty, their culture's spiritual style, its principal values, and their lineage and family stories, all in a straight talk manner with minimal woo-woo. Join me in spiritual conversations for the rest of us. Your heritage is your superpower. Learn how to wield it. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me. This is going to be a quick introduction to Bella Figura, The Tradition of Living Beautifully, my new podcast that I'm so excited about and have been working so hard on behind the scenes. So here we are launching it, and I'm just thrilled that you're listening. I think you're really going to like what you hear, the content, the guests, like the subject matter and the way we talk about it. So just some kind of like housekeeping and a little peek behind the scenes here of what's in store. I do want to mention that I am recording this intro episode right now during the coronavirus outbreak that has us all home, self-quarantining, and also like that's a new word, you know, self-quarantining it's a new verb. That's how long we've been doing it at the time of this recording. And I am in New York State, which is hit the hardest right now in the entire country. And I just want to point out that the first few episodes you're going to hear, the first kind of like four or five, were recorded before all of this began. The content's still totally relevant. I mean, I am definitely looking to make a show that is full of timeless content, right? That is just kind of useful at all times through all phases of our lives. And it's definitely without exception useful right now when we are all under so much stress and there is a lot of fear, a lot of mystery, and we really have kind of been forced to our knees and in a way forced back to being human and really facing very human things because we don't have the luxury to be distracted by the things that we're usually distracted by. You know, we're not commuting to work right now, at least not in this area. And we can't go out to dinner and we can't go meet our friends. We can't really even meet our families, you know, unless we are lucky enough to be living with them. So we are really being forced to kind of dig deep here and confront parts of ourselves that perhaps we really haven't. So I assure you what's in the contents of these episodes will only, you know, help you to do that. I also want to note that this show, Bella Figura, will be a mix of these terrific guests as well as solo shows where I'm just going to kind of hop on the mic, pick a topic that I think is really relevant or, you know, topic that one of you has suggested and just kind of talk about it, you know, do my research, also give my opinion, which I am pretty good at doing, and, you know, just talk about that. So I definitely want you to share any ideas that you have or things you want to hear about or just like feedback, your thoughts. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm at Dolores_Alfieri_Taranto. And you can check the show notes for the spelling of that. And you can also visit bellafigurapodcast.com where you can contact me via the website as well as join the show's newsletter. So this show came out of my conversations with listeners on the first podcast that I actually co-founded with my friend Anthony Fasano. And that podcast was the Italian American podcast, which I'm still co-hosting. And I used to do solo shows. I mean, both Anthony and I would do solo shows, but we kind of did them like with following our, you know, personal interests. And a lot of my interests tend to flow towards, you know, like just a little more spiritual, mystical, mystery, things like that. So I would do these shows alone about how to honor your ancestors, or the idea of blood memory, or epigenetics, as it's more, you know, formally called. And I would find that the listeners just loved these topics, and I would get emails from them. And it just seemed more and more as we did the show in general, and as I did these solo shows, that in our fast-paced, don't look back modern world, people are really searching for the things that root them in a history, you know, the history of their own blood, of their particular culture's traditions and values that really resonate with them because they belong to them by birthright, you know, by blood, because they've been part of their lineage for centuries. So I actually, at one point when I was thinking about this show, I asked listeners to email me if they'd be interested in a show on these topics. And the response was really wonderful. I received many heartfelt, encouraging letters. So I really decided I'm going to explore these topics, which are so dear to my heart, but I'm going to do it for a wider audience, you know, not just Italian Americans. As much as I love my Paisani homies, you know, I want to open up the conversation. And so that's where this idea came from. Let's talk about our respective cultures. Let's get all kinds of different guests in all kinds of different fields to come in and talk about their culture and how their culture and their heritage has enriched their lives and what tools they use from their culture to kind of beautify every aspect of their lives, as I have done with my particular Southern Italian heritage. Because as much as we Italians like to think, you know, that we're the only ones who are passionate about our heritage, we're certainly not. And I've really been enjoying talking to people, you know, who do come from different cultural backgrounds, and seeing how we all kind of share this passion for our family stories, for our particular brand of spirituality, and, you know, this connection to our ancestors and those who have passed, which I'll get into a little bit more in a minute here. So before I do that, I also want to explain the concept of the show's title, Bella Figura. Bella Figura is an Italian phrase. It's an Italian concept. It literally translate into kind of, you know, a fine figure, but not figure like you're just your body, you know, it's figure presence, you're a beautiful presence, a beautiful way that you carry yourself in the world, your beautiful home, your beautiful character. And the Italians very much live by this concept, right? That everything should be a bella figura, that you should present yourself well, that your food should be beautiful, that the way you live should be beautiful, the way you love should be beautiful, the way you speak should be beautiful, the way you dress. You know, when I was a kid, my mother, who came along with my father from Southern Italy to New York after they got married, we used to travel back to Italy and would get on the airplane, and we had to be dressed well. And my mother was always dressed well. She'd be in like little heels and wearing gold and makeup on. And this was her modeling bella figura. You know, she wasn't trying to impress people. I mean, she possessed too much confidence, you know, to have that need, but she was telling the world that she respected herself. In doing so, she was demanding the world's respect. So that's the overarching theme here in this show, right? How can we make our lives more beautiful in every crevice, in every aspect? And we're going to use heritage as a way to get there. We're going to use heritage as a tool to strengthen ourselves and our lives and to beautify them. We are going to use the concept of bella figura to make sure that we are taking care to show God and the world that we respect ourselves and the life we were born into. So it's really the concept, you know, of dignity and respect and beauty all mushed into one. And Bella Figura, the tradition of living beautifully, is going to take this idea and draw it further down past appearance, but not excluding appearance. I feel very passionate about working out, eating well, being in shape, being at a healthy weight. And we will talk to trainers and nutritionists, and I will do solo shows on those topics because it's important and it's a means to beautify your life. And it's a very necessary one, in my opinion. So I'm going to break the conversations down into three brackets, what I call the majesty, the elemental, and the holy. The majesty refers to your lineage and your family stories. And in the episodes to come, you're going to hear about research that shows, you know, that proves that knowing your family stories gives you confidence and gives you a self-confidence, but also emotional confidence. And that children who know their family stories do better in school, better in life. They have more possession of their emotions. And really, it's not rocket science to make the connection that it's because they know what and who they belong to. They feel rooted in something. They feel connected. And of course, we know as adults that can make all the difference to your mental, physical, and spiritual health. The elemental is going to refer to your culture's principal values. So, you know, the things that really matter most. And why is the elemental important? The elemental is important because if we don't know what we believe in most, we get pulled in directions and down roads we don't belong on and we don't want to be going down, right? How many of us can flash back to high school years? I mean, I'm raising my hand right now. And because we weren't yet aware of what we believed in, what we valued, we did things that we regret. I mean, you know, it didn't just end for me in high school, you know, your 20s, right? You did things that you regret, that even perhaps you feel shame about. But when we know what our elementals are, we use those as a structure, as a roadmap. No, I'm not going to go in that direction. That's not what I value. That's not one of my elementals. But yes, I am going to make myself get up and do X. Because I know, I've done the work to know that that's one of my elementals. And if I live by my elementals, I will feel better all around about myself and my life. And I will feel more beautiful and my life will feel richer. It will be richer and more beautiful. And lastly, I talk about all of this in relation to what I call the holy. And the holy has to do with our heritage's spiritual style. So how do we worship? How did our ancestors worship? What are the images? What are the prayers? What are the tools, traditions, ideas, rituals that we can have in our own spiritual toolbox to help us strengthen our spiritual practice? And, you know, none of this means that we have to exclude taking things from other cultures and incorporating them into our different practices, right? If anything, actually, these conversations with people from all different kinds of cultures will only help us to do that. But it is kind of saying that if you're looking, if you're searching, and quite honestly, if you're still listening, you're probably like me, or similar to me, and many of my guests, if not all, where having a tradition that you know is rooted in all of the people who came before you, that is really in your blood and in your DNA, is just irreplaceable. And it will fuel you in ways that are hard to describe, as you can hear me right now, struggling to describe it. And it's ethereal, it's ephemeral. And that is why these conversations are so important, because within these conversations, we get closer and closer and closer to understanding it through the exploration of it. So with all these tools, with the idea of belle figura, with the majesty, the elemental, and the holy, we leverage our heritage to make art of our days. And a great example I like to use is the Mexican painter Frida Kahlo, who, of course, very famously took her Mexican heritage and used it to beautify her body, her work, her home, and her life as a whole. So we use our heritage as a source of strength, as a starting off point, a jumping off point towards Bella Figura, the cultivation of Bella Figura. So with all of that said, we're going to hear from designers, healers, fashion bloggers, writers, and so many others from all walks of life and all kinds of cultures. And we're going to do it in a straight talk, 2 feet on the ground style. You don't have to know all your chakras or dance naked under the full moon to understand these conversations. I am just speaking from where I'm at, and I have wondered for many years if there was a space for me in the spiritual and wellness sphere, because I don't seem to talk like a lot of the people who write spiritual books or host spiritual podcasts. So again, if you're listening and still listening, I'm thinking that this might resonate with you as well. So please continue to join me for spiritual conversations for the rest of us.